Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as plans move forward for the art exhibit to be sponsored by the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff, a new surrealist artist takes up brush and palette to turn out a few pictures for the exhibition. His name is Lum Edwards. He decided to take up surrealist art because it seemed much easier to paint it than to explain it. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is just entering.
Hey, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
Well, what you want to see me about, Abner?
Oh, mostly just to play checkers with you, I reckon. Get out the checkerboard there while I'm finishing putting up this grocery order here.
Oh, yeah, sure. We ain't had a game for quite a spell now.
Oh.
Must be out, huh?
Oh, no, he's here, but he won't know we're playing. He's back in the feed room painting.
Oh, what you painting the feed room for?
Well, he ain't painting the feed room. He's painting pictures.
Pictures?
Oh, sure. He's got the big idea now. He's an artist.
Mom?
Yeah, just like that Miss Melrose. Or thinks she is.
For the loamy face.
You ought to sneak back there and take a look at him, Grandpap. You'll never in the world guess what he's got on. It'll make you laugh till your sides might not split.
It will, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up funny?
Yeah, don't laugh out loud, or he'll whop you right on top of the head. Fact is, he might not have done it to me a while ago.
Well, what is he wearing?
Why, it's something that he called a smock.
Smock?
Yeah, what it looks like is a woman's apron with sleeves in it, or a woman's kimono.
Well, I do know. Where in the world did he get an outfit like that?
He borrowed it from Miss Melrose. See, she wears them while she's painting, so Lum thinks he has to do the same thing.
Wearing women's clothes?
Anything she does, he has to do the same thing. Calls her his dream girl.
Oh, slush and mush. Piddle faddle.
Oh, it's getting...
Pish posh.
Yeah, getting terrible to live around him, I'll tell you that, Grandpa.
Well, what's a fella like him want to paint up a batch of pigeon-toed pictures for her in the first place?
Why, he's getting ready for the art exhibit.
Art exhibit?
I told you about that. Going to have it over at the schoolhouse and sell war bonds at it and all that.
Oh, yeah, sure, I recollect now.
Why, sure.
But I thought that was for Miss Melrose's pictures.
Well, it was supposed to be, but now Lum's going to get his pictures in there, too.
Well, what's this exhibit going to be, anyways? A free-for-all?
I don't know, Grandpap. To be right honest with you, I'm again the idea. But Lum's head co-chairman of the War Saving Staff.
So... All right, Jiminy, I believe I'll get my pictures out and put in an exhibit, too.
Your picture?
Oh, yeah, I painted a picture once. Long time ago.
Well, I do know.
Oh, yeah. I'm an artist.
Oh.
Bowl of fruit, it was.
Fruit, huh?
Yeah. Two bananas and an apple. Awful pretty.
Oh, I know it was.
I think it's stored in the barn somewhere, but I'll dig it out.
No, you don't need to bother, Grandpap. No.
Oh, no bother at all. Be proud to do it if it'll help the exhibit any. The bowl was purple with green stripes on it. Awful pretty.
Yeah, that sounds pretty, but I don't think we'll need
it. Of course, it ain't as pretty as it used to be. Last time I run across it, the whole thing had sort of turned dark.
Well?
The bananas in it have got a little overripe by now, I reckon.
Well, in that case, maybe you oughtn't to bother to get it out tall, then, because there's so many pictures already. And besides, they're all supposed to be them are surreal old pictures,
hey, Abner,
or something like that.
Abner, come here.
Uh-oh, that's been going on all morning.
What's Lum on, reckon?
Why, I got to go back there and look at his painting. Come on back there with me.
Hurry up, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming. Come on, Grandpap. I want you to see him and that get up.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, don't laugh, though.
No, I won't let him. I won't let him.
Don't let him see you. He's got a big black bow tie on, too. Looks like little Lord Corduroy. Not mind out. Don't let him see you.
Come here and take a look at this picture, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming. You mind if Grandpap takes a look at it, too?
Howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum.
No, come right ahead. Proud to have you. Want to get all the opinions on this I can.
Uh-huh.
Well, there she is. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's something wonderful.
Well, look at the picture, not at me.
Oh.
What are you grinning about anyway, Grandpa?
He ain't grinning, Mom. He's just, he looks that way natural. See, he's sort of the happy type, I think.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just happy because I'm admiring your painting so much.
Yeah.
Well, neither one of you has even looked at it yet. It's right there. Tell me what you think about it.
What do you think of it, Grandpa?
Why, I'd favor it more if it had a bowl of fruit in it.
Well, tell me this. Does it look like anything like a tree?
Sorter looks like a tree, I believe, sorter.
Yeah, there's a little resemblance there, I think.
Why, sure there is.
Dad, blame it anyways.
What's the matter?
Well, it ain't supposed to look like a tree.
It ain't, huh?
No.
Well, what is it then, Long?
Well, it's a tree, all right, but you ain't supposed to be able to tell that.
Huh?
You see, in this surrealism junk, leastways as near as I can figure it out, if you paint a picture of something and folks can tell what it is, well, then it ain't no good.
Oh, I see.
This is the third time I've painted a tree now, and every dadgum time it looks like a tree.
Well, now, Lum, don't get so downhearted. I'll tell you honest. Now, that I look at it, why, I don't much believe it looks much like a tree, hardly.
No, I can't hardly tell what it is.
No, not me either. No.
Oh, yes, you can. You're just saying that to make me feel good.
No, we ain't now, honestly.
Yes, you are. You fellas go back in the other room, and I'll try it again.
Well, now, Lum, I don't think nobody'd ever recognize
it. Go on in the other room. Let me get back to work here.
Well, all right. Come on, Grandpa.
Yeah, I'm coming.
We got that business to take care of anyway, you know.
Business? What business?
Be quiet. Don't talk so loud. I meant checkers.
Oh.
Never wanted to say it right in front of Lum.
Oh, yeah. I see.
You never did get out the checkerboard, did you?
No, I was just getting around to it whenever Lum called. I'll do it right now.
Yeah. How'd you like old Lum and that get-up he got on?
It's the most outlandish thing I ever seen.
Don't talk too loud,
No, I couldn't hardly take my eyes off of him.
Me neither. Oh, he's a sight for sorry eyes. And the worst part of it is, he thinks he looks good in that get-up.
Oh, I'm afraid that Lum has lost some of the spokes out of his wheel.
Huh?
Which do you want, the red ones or the black ones?
Oh, don't make no difference. Red ones, I reckon. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say Lum is sort of touch, Grandpa. I'll tell you, the whole trouble with him is that he's just in love. That's the whole thing right there.
Well, when are him and Miss Melrose going to get hitched?
Well, you know Lum. He ain't got up nerve enough to even bring up the subject yet. Who's first move is it?
Oh, well, I reckon I'm first here, as long as I'm company. You invited me over here, you know.
Well, yeah, but that ain't no sign that you get to move first. How about that time you invite me over to your place, sir, and I'm on the move?
All right, Abner, I'm ready for you.
Uh-oh. I'm coming. We better go back there again, Grandpa.
Well, he gets them pictures done in a hurry, don't he?
Oh, it don't take him no time at all. He says that's what he likes about that surrealist painting. He don't have to spend much time at it.
Painting a bowl of fruit takes a long time, I know. Especially if there's two bananas in it.
Well.
Of course, I reckon if a feller could cut that down to one banana, he could do it quicker.
Uh-huh. Hey, let's see your new picture, Lum.
Well, I ain't got it all painted yet, but you can get the idea of it.
Yeah.
Here, look at it close now and see if it looks anything like a tree.
Hmm. I'm doggone as I'm feared it does, Lum. Not much, but a little, I believe.
Does, huh?
Well, I hate to say it, Lum, but you want my honest opinions, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think, Granny, this surrealism stuff's harder to do than I ever figured it was.
Yeah. Well, come on, Grandpa. We got to get back to our work.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go.
Yeah, you keep trying, Lum. We come back when you get another one done.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a failure. Maybe I weren't never cut out for this type of work.
So with that, Lum keeps trying to paint a tree till he's blue and black in the face.
Oh, he's stubborn as a blue-nosed mule.
Yes,
old,
he sets his head. It's set. Yes, it
he
is.
He got sense enough to know when he's whipped. Yeah, let's see now. Try to talk him out of it, but it's just like arguing with a stump on the
top. Oh, he's stubborn.
Yes, sir, I believe I move right there. It was my move, weren't it?
Huh?
It was my move, weren't it?
I reckon so. I don't recollect. Oh, wait a minute, though. We hadn't even started yet.
Oh, well, all right. Have it your way, then. I'll be first.
Yeah, well, that's more like it.
Let's see now. I believe I'll just move right there.
All right.
Put that pigeon-toed checker right there.
Let's see, you move there. I'll move right there. Right there. Go ahead, there, move.
Let me study here a second now.
Now, mind, I'll take your hand off of that checker now.
Well, I ain't set it down. I don't have to take my hand off till I'm done moving.
Well, just be sure you don't set it down
just
and try to move
take
it.
Take your hand off of mine.
All right. Move.
How do you like having that Melrose woman living up in your attic, Abner?
Oh, it's getting worse every day, Grandpa. She's gradual taking over the whole house. Me and Elizabeth, as practical, had to move out in the kitchen. Go ahead, it's your move. Yeah. Hurry up.
Well, why don't you get rid of her? Throw her out.
Well, we can't. She's paid up for a whole month's rent in advance. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to stand it that long, but we got to try.
If I was you, Abner, I'd tell that pigeon-toed woman to scatter out.
Mind out. Here comes Long. He must have another pitcher going already.
He gets faster all the time,
Oh, he's quick. He got another pitcher painted there, Long?
No, I just got it sketched in, sorter. Can't tell what it's going to look like. Here, see what you fellows think of this one.
Yeah. Let's take a look at it. Hand here.
Doesn't look anything like a tree?
Why, Lord me, no. That don't look nothing like one. Does it to you, Grandpa?
Goodness to Betsy, no. I'd never know or recognize that as a tree. No, sir, never in this world.
I had Doggy's Lum at last year a success. A genuine imitation surrealist artist.
Yes, sir, you got it this time, Lum.
Yes, sir. A tree that don't look like nothing at all.
You really think so, huh?
Why, sure. Go ahead and think that. Yeah, that's a good one, Lum.
Yeah, all right, I'll go and... Oh, fiddlesticks. I can't do it.
Huh?
I can't go through with this. I cheated.
Cheated?
Yeah.
How did you cheat, Long?
Well, is anybody else in the store?
No, go ahead, tell us how you cheated.
Well, be right honest. This ain't a picture of a tree at all.
Huh?
It's a horse.